It is what it is. This is our shorthand way of saying that the best place to start is an acceptance of things as they are, not as we wish they were. Unfortunately, our current national dialogue about compensation and bailed-out institutions lacks this clarity. Instead, our debate expresses a need for retribution and reflects, in part, our ancient mistrust of those who make money merely by moving money around. It's just a guess, but I imagine most of you would be happy to accept a deal where you pay somebody a nickel and get $5 in return. Yet proposals to cap compensation in institutions receiving government aid might preclude providing employees in these companies just this sort of incentive if they outperform the market and save us money in the process. I am not endorsing the payment of bonuses to people who behave recklessly, but right now, every American taxpayer is a partial owner of companies such as AIG and Fannie Mae, and as an owner, what I really care about is what happens going forward. I want our employees in these companies to do everything they can to reduce the cost of their credit default swaps and increase the value of their mortgage portfolios, and I'm willing to pay them well to do so, since their success will help me recoup more of the money I've sunk in these companies. We may wish that people would be willing to resolve these problems for salaries that are closer to what the rest of us make. It has never felt right that people who handle money make much more than those who heal the sick or teach the young. But these are not hospitals or schools that we bailed out. People go into finance largely because they like money. They are, as the expression goes, coin-operated. Our challenge is to design compensation systems not as a means of correcting previous excesses, but as a way of aligning our interests. After the savings and loan debacle, we recoup billions of dollars of the cost of protecting our savings by allowing investors to buy and restructure bad assets, and they made big money in the process. You may not like it, but it is what it is. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.